and revelation in the knowledge of him. God, give us more spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, that the eyes of your understanding may be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what are the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints. Now listen. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which was wrought in Jesus Christ when he raised him from the dead. That same power from God that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is in you. And it's in me. And he says, know it. Know the power of the resurrection Christ. Know the power of God that resurrected Jesus from the dead. It's in you to live. And to live abundantly. And to live joyfully. And know the wisdom that God can give unto you. And know the power that's in you to take the gospel message out and see people saved. You have a power, friends. That is our privilege. Those who don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as yet, they don't have this power to live victoriously. I want to live a life of strength and power and victory. I want to, if I can use this in a reverent way, I want to milk everything I can from this life in Jesus Christ. I want to take everything that Jesus Christ has for me and live it to the glory of his name. I have that power in me to live this Christian life to the full. I have a power in me which will not make me ashamed of the gospel, even if people laugh at me. Because it's not my strength that keeps me going, it's God's power in me that keeps me walking on. And it's that power will get me through. It's that power of the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Know the power that you have in you. It's the power of the resurrection Christ. You have that power. You don't have to pray for it, friends. It's in you. You just accept it and you live in it and you step out in faith. And he's saying to the Ephesian church, there's a world out there that are worshipping other gods. There's a world out there that are looking to make money and everything. There's a world out there that is selfish. There's a world out there that is in sexual immorality. There's a world out there where people don't care about anyone else. There's a world out there who are living a life of sin, but know the power that is in you to overcome all that, to live a life unto God. Know the power in you to take the message of the gospel out. And Paul is saying, I had that power in me. I grabbed hold of it, and through that power, and in the name of Jesus Christ, this city was turned upside down. You want to change this community? You want to change your family's lives? You've got the power in you, friends. It's the power of Christ to change the world. You need to stand on it and proclaim the gospel message of Jesus Christ. And it is that power that overpowers the power of Satan. Amen. It is only that power that takes a person from darkness into light. So as Sue said tonight about the light of God, too many people do this. They preach darkness. What's wrong with the world? What's wrong with this? What's wrong with that? Switch the light on. Preach the light. Preach the truth of Christ. Preach the love of Christ. Preach the saving mercies of Christ. Preach the light. And it'll overcome the darkness. And it'll overcome the power of darkness. Preach the light. Preach Jesus Christ and him crucified. That's the power of the gospel. The power that's in us. We can now do all things through Christ Jesus for his gospel and for us to live. This is the message he wanted to give to the Ephesians. This is the message he's given to me. This is the message for you. Live it. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.